Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'd like to wish all of our listeners a very healthy and very happy new year. As always, we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit. We're going to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you are a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can give us a call at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our winners for the Holidays Past raffle have been announced and contacted, and we want to thank all of you for supporting the work of Forever Family Foundation with all of your raffle purchases. Our many thanks to all of you for the wonderful year-end donations as well. All of this support helps us to continue to expand our free services, including this radio show and its archives. So watch for more events from Forever Family Foundation. Now, if you missed our Holidays Past raffle, you do still have a chance to win up to 5 one-hour mediumship readings in our 2015 Holiday of the Earth raffle. The information is all up on the website. All you have to do is enter. Forever Family Foundation certified mediums who will be participating in this upcoming raffle are Lynn LeClaire, Renee Buck, Amy Utzman, Renata Santarelli, and Tracy Bray. And for more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, let's get to our show for tonight. This is our Mediums and Messages show, if this is your first time joining us on Signs of Life Radio. Now, if you've listened into the show before, you all know that our mediums have been tested and certified through the Foundation. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, so I'm going to give you the number one more time. You can reach us at 1-888-627-6008, and we really do look forward to taking your calls. So, on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Renata Santarelli, and she is also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Renata is also a healer. She's a Reiki master and a matrix energetics practitioner. She's also a grief facilitator, and she has been a radio host herself for many years, and we're really thrilled to have her back on the show with us. Hi, Renata. Welcome.
Hello, Doreen. Thank you so much for having me. And
oh, we love having you on the show. We love having you on. Happy New Year to you as well. Let's hope it's a very happy one for everyone. And I'll be very happy when winter's over. It's
as
very
well
cold.
As
I know. I know it's very cold in your part of the country, too. So we hope that all our listeners are home and toasty warm and listening to the show tonight. So, Renata, I'm really excited for you because I know that you have a book coming out later this year.
Yes, I do, and I'm very excited.
I'm excited for you, too. Now, if I have the name right, this is going to be called A Medium's Diary, Messages of Love, Forgiveness, Healing, and Peace. That is very
correct.
Cool. That's a great name. And just, if you would just share with our listeners a little bit, just like how this book came about for you.
Well, this book came about, it's been in the works for about 3 years, and really a synopsis of it is very simple. Sometimes people forget that us mediums are human beings too.
Right.
And we go through the same life experiences, life losses, and grief as others. And a medium's diary actually came from through spirit to me from countless other spirits or those who have crossed over of the many sessions or readings I've done. And they guided me to it. And what the book is about, it's my personal journey as Renata, the human being, wife, mother, daughter, friend, sister. Also, being a medium, and when a sitter or a person comes and has a reading with me, their experience, as well as their loved ones coming through from the other side's experience. And they're kept, there's always been this continuum with me when I'm doing readings and sessions. Because I've experienced loss via suicide in my own personal life and family, including the guilt that I've had of having to make the medical decision to pull a loved one off life support. As well as dealing with a loved one who has Alzheimer's. So the book is 12 chapters. It's my personal journey. Those are some of the chapters, along with my mediumship and my sessions, in how it's really a conversation with three people. It's Renata the person, Renata the medium, the sitter, and then again, if I add the fourth, would be the loved one. And through the loved one's experiences, and those guiding and directing me from the other side. And the most important thing they continue and continue would stress to me would be, we come for these reasons. To share with you, we love you.
It's always with love. Always.
Always.
Because of love. Yeah.
We are asking you to forgive yourselves. We want you to allow healing in your life, and we want you to have peace. They are okay. They know that we, those of us left behind, they see our struggles. They know our struggles. But we are all still living a physical life, and life is really good and can be. And, of course, when you're dealing with the different layers of grief, we don't really want to continue on.
Yeah, this is true. And we all encounter this as well, you know, as mediums with all of our clients. I love the way this book is going to be laid out for you. First of all, there's a real human side to this.
Yes.
So that's really awesome that people get to know that although we are mediums and this is our life's work and we're really dedicated to this, you know, there's a very human side of us who also experiences the same things as many of our clients, our friends, our family. We're all going through the same thing.
Yet there's the commonality because we are all human, rather we're a medium. We are all human, and human emotions, life experiences, life's journeys, and the events of loss, of grief, it touches everyone. It does not discriminate. Grief does not discriminate. So, and I'm doing a lot of healing work with others, and then also my own personal journeys through these 12 topics. There's another chapter dedicated to missing persons, my experience with that, the family's experience. So it's been about 3 years, and I really have taken the past year and a half to really, hence why I'm no longer on the radio, to dedicate myself to this because it's coming through me, but it's their words, their messages. It's the sitter's messages and how their lives have healed and changed to know that their loved one does continue on, to know their loved one has forgiven and they are okay and they desire for us to continue to live life.
Yeah. You know, you hit on one word when you were describing some of what the book will be about, when you said the word guilt. And you had mentioned, you know, living with guilt, perhaps if we have to make the decision to pull the plug, take someone off life support. It kind of reminds me also of those, and this affects so many of us, where we have someone who's very, very ill, we have to sign a DNR, you know, a do not resuscitate. It's the same kind of thing, you know, and it's something that really stays with you. It's something that you're personally working through yourself. We want to do the best that we can. you know, on behalf of our loved ones making decisions. But it's really, there's a lot of guilt, I think, that goes into unsaid things, undone things, you know, things that we never got around to. So I think your book is going to be fabulous. I think it's going to help so many people.
And if I could really quickly, the subject of forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
people aren't always open to that. But forgiveness isn't about forgiving another person, because we can ask for forgiveness. Sometimes we don't receive it. Forgiveness
right.
truly is not allowing yourself to be held as a victim of the past and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
In my own personal case with the suicides that I've lost with my family, I could have, should have, would have. I went through that whole thing.
Right.
And
right.
I'm a medium. How come mm-hmm. I didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
I could have saved them.
Right.
And it was very difficult. So I'm really excited about the book. You know, yes, I've been writing it, but honestly, the messages that are in the book comes from the love that comes from our loved ones over
right,
from the other
right.
side. It's their, I'm just their voice, but
right.
it's really
That's
their
awesome.
Words.
Yeah, it's their words. I get it. That's so awesome. I can't wait for this to come out. We're going to have you back on the show as soon as it does come out. So
Absolutely.
This way we'll get to talk to you a little bit about that. Right now, we're going to take a really short break. When we come
okay.
back, we'll speak more with Renata. We're going to be opening up our phone lines to call us. So if you have a question or if you want to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the station. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Renata Santarelli. So Renata's here with us. We're going to go to the phone lines. Before we take our first caller, though, I just want to mention our phone lines do tend to get filled up very, very quickly. We try to get to as many calls, of course, as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, and you would like to have a connection to spirit, all we want really is your first name, and you could just tell us, you know, you want to have a connection to spirit or that you have a question for us, okay? Because we really do need to hear your voice, okay? So, Renata, you're here with me, right?
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Maria on the line. Maria, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to the show. Did you want a connection or did you have a question?
I would love a connection.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, Maria. Thank you for calling in. This is Renata.
Thank you, Renata.
You're welcome. Maria, are you in New York or New Jersey?
New York.
Okay, you're in New York. Okay, because I was picking that up. And how we're able to connect is via your voice. That's what makes that connection. I am picking up a female around you very strongly, but I'm also picking up a younger male. I'm picking up a younger male around you very strongly, and I feel, just give me a second here. You've been praying and praying that you would get through on the phone line, that he would get through. I feel like he hasn't crossed over. It's not been a whole long time. Do you know the name? You speak Spanish, yes?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm hearing Spanish. Hold on just a moment. I got to translate it in my head. This young male, did he pass away very quickly and unexpectedly?
We were not expecting it.
Okay, because he says, I was here when I was gone, and he's snapping his fingers.
That's
and
right.
And it's funny because he's like saying, he's showing me, I love Lucy. Lucy, I'm home.
Yeah.
He's got a very funny personality.
He does.
And I also feel that he had an impact because I can kind of see him. He was young, big brown eyes, big smile. And is your mother here? Is his mother here?
Yes.
She's here. You
his
have to say
mother
hello.
Is with him.
Okay. And your mother here? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because he's saying he's with Madre, which was with his mother, correct? Madre is mother.
That's what he would say.
Okay. He's saying, I love you.
Oh.
He also is telling me very, very clearly, if you hear anything tonight, you're not loco, meaning you're not crazy. You are hearing him or sensing him in some way, and you're asking for signs, and it's through music.
Yes.
Through music, he says, and he shows me the month of December is important to you, whether it's an anniversary or something about Christmas. Somebody really, really enjoys decorating the Christmas in the spirit.
Yeah.
And he's showing me that either you have one or he always wore a cross. It's a necklace. And I can see like St. Christopher or... and you have a lot of faith. Also, Maria.
Yeah, I do.
Maria, do you have a grandmother that's crossed? An older woman around you that's connected to you.
Always.
Always. And they say you have to believe. You have to believe. Yeah. And I know, and do you know the name Mary?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay.
That's my aunt.
Okay.
Always come through in every reading.
Okay, so Mary, I got Maria, I got Mary. My Spanish is really not as good as it used to be. But really quickly, they keep showing me cupcakes, and I don't understand that. I don't know what it is about cupcakes. What it has to do with somebody here. Is there a Tony or Anthony connection somewhere? Antonio,
no,
Anthony?
That I can remember.
Okay.
Would there be
Would there be a connection with him? I feel like he passed. Was it an accident?
No, but we weren't expecting it to happen.
Okay.
It wasn't an accident, but
no,
he was sick. But you know how it is.
Okay, no, hold on just a moment. Is there another person in your family or his family that passed from an accident that you can recall? Do you know the name Carlos?
I know Carlos was a friend of his.
Of his. Okay.
Who passed, yeah.
Okay. Because there's somebody with him who passed, not him, that also passed before him in a car accident.
Well, it could be.
Okay. But he says to say I love you and to say hello to my family, and it's true because I see him visiting you when you're dreaming, and he has let you know that he's in the arms of his mama, his madre, his mommy. Met him.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, absolutely. He's my husband.
Okay. He loves you very much. Okay.
And I asked him to mention the music.
Okay. So, when people say I want signs. With you and him, it's music, music, music. And he was very musically inclined as well. He had trouble breathing.
Music.
Yeah, he had trouble breathing in his chest area. And you have children?
Yes, too.
You have children? Okay, because he still tucks them in at night. Did he used to make up some type of individual little songs for each of his children? Like little...
He made up stories.
Story, yeah, because he's showing me that. And it was individual, together but individual. So he's showing me that. He says, thank you for your love and your support. Also something about, because I can feel that his body was, he tried so hard to recover, you understand? He's getting emotional. He didn't want to leave, but he knows that you are strong enough. You're one of the strongest women he's ever known. His love always continues with you and the boys, always. And things in your life have been difficult. There's also something about next month, February. But things are going to ease up for you and more positive changes for you come spring.
Okay.
And also, really quickly, have you been having trouble with the furnace or your heat?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's aware of that. And I don't know if you've kicked it or been yelling about the heat and it's something is going on with the heat.
Yeah, it's... I don't know if I can handle the heat situation.
Okay.
You know, boiler issues. Anyway.
Yes, and he's very aware of that, so he's trying to guide you about the heat.
Okay.
Because you don't like to have cold feet. Maria, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you
hope
so
this
much.
Helped you, Maria.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helps
bit. You were just right on. You were wonderful.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you. He loves you.
And
he
just know,
you.
Maria, he's around you all the time, because I was picking up on that while Renata was reading you. Your husband is with you a lot, often.
Yes.
You feel him often. And I was being shown also, he's with you outside, he said, and in the car, outside, he says. Okay?
I think so, but I worry because am I not letting him go to the light?
No,
not
at all.
Is my grief stopping him?
No, not at all. Not at all. You're not holding him here. He's safe. He's whole and complete on the other side. But you're always going to have that connection with him, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you, Maria.
Thank you.
All righty, we're going to go to our next caller. We have our lines are lit up, so we're going to try to get to as many as we can. I think we have Linda on the line. Linda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or did you want a connection?
A connection.
Okay.
Okay, Linda. Can you say hello to me one more time so I can hear your voice?
Hello.
Okay, there we go, because I need to hear the voice and make a connection with you. Do you have a connection with the name Dorothy?
No.
Okay. I'm getting this loud and clear, the Dorothy connection name around you. And also, have you yourself at this time, are you going through any type of health issues?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit. Anything that you're really worried about? Okay.
Not really.
Okay. And has your mother crossed over? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I have your mother here and your father's crossed? They're lining up
yes.
now. Okay, I'm going to say, I have to say what I'm getting, and do you have a husband that's crossed?
No.
1, 2, 3. Okay. Would you have another a sibling, a brother or uncle or another male that would cross? Because I've got a mother and I've got a your dad and another male coming in. With you, and then there's another female, too. Did you have okay. 3 children?
No.
Okay, were you 1 of 3?
My mother was.
Okay, I think your mother's, and you're sure, just remember that name, Dorothy. I think it's going to make sense to you later on. That's not your mother's name, but sometimes they'll bring in something off the cuff. I'm going to say this to you. Your mother, did she deal with arthritis and not being able to use her hands or walk very much towards the end of her life?
She was in bed.
Okay, because I'm seeing her hands almost like arthritis or that she can't walk. And your father went before your mother?
No.
Okay. All right, maybe I'm getting it just, let me see what she wants to say. Was your mom a soft-spoken woman?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
She was outgoing.
Okay. What I'm getting very strongly, sometimes you procrastinate about certain things. I have to give you what I'm getting.
Oh, me, yes.
Yes, and she's saying, please, yeah. When I asked you if you have any health issues right now, if there's anything that you're neglecting to pay attention to, she's saying, please, Linda, please take care of it, okay? And then also with her, I feel she had some, did she have heart issues before she passed, or was that dad? They're kind of both together there.
My father had the heart issue.
Okay, your father had the heart issue, and nobody could tell your father what he could eat, not eat, and he wasn't going to follow rules. Is there
yes.
a William Bill connection there?
No.
With your father. Okay. I am picking up father. I am picking up mother. But I have to give you what I got is that something about something that's going on with you, take care of it because you procrastinate about a lot of different things. But I feel like also you've had a lot of significant losses in the last few years. You've had several family members pass away. Were you taking care of both mom and dad? Doing 90%
no.
of the caregiving? Okay.
No.
Because there's something about caregiving, because you really kind of need to be rejuvenated, I'm hearing. Is there a Charles connection to you?
My ex-father-in-law.
And he's crossed over?
Yes.
He's saying hello. It's kind of weird when you get on the radio show because I got everybody trying to come in at the same time. I only have so much time.
Yeah.
And they're always, because we're on the air, they won't say certain things. Just know that your mom and your dad are around you. Your ex-father-in-law says that you kind of got out of that marriage with his son by the skin of your teeth. That was a hard thing.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And you have an ex-mother-in-law crossed over as well?
Yes.
Okay. So they're coming in to be acknowledged. And you have children, correct?
No.
You don't. Okay, so
no. There's
something about children around them and around you. That's where that keeps coming in. I don't know why that would be. Also, was your dad or ex-husband in the service, Army specifically?
My father.
Okay. Your father has a very wide smile, and he was very stubborn. You're just like me,
yeah.
he says. And well, you don't say you procrastinate. Mom and Dad are saying you and Dad would say we will do it when we're ready.
could be, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And what about the name Joseph? Joe?
That was my, that is my ex-husband's middle name.
Okay, okay, okay. And I think, do you have any question? Because that's what I'm getting at this time. You're very much loved.
Okay.
You're too hard on yourself, but you do things your way, and there's no other way except Linda's way, and I'm going to giggle on that.
Yeah, but they said I should take care of my health, right?
Yes. Don't procrastinate.
Okay.
Because
I have to go.
You have to what?
I have to go for a heart, like a lung scan.
Okay.
Okay.
Take
You're
going
to be okay. I'm picking up on that pretty clearly. But it's not something
good.
That, you know, you would want to put off. So you want to just pay attention to that. Okay, we've got to leave it there with you, Linda. We've got so many people on hold. I hope this helped you a little bit.
It did. It did. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Welcome. Blessings, Linda.
Blessings to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, I think we have time to fit in one more caller. I believe the next caller on hold is Glenda. Glenda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us? Hi. Or do you want a connection?
I would definitely love a connection.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Okay, okay. Hi, Glenda, how are you? Do you have a connection to the name Sean?
No.
That you're aware of? Okay. Would you wanting to make a connection to a male that's crossed over? Sometimes they get pushy.
Well, sort of, but not really. That wasn't who I was hoping would
Well, see, we don't control it. They too, and we only have so much time on the radio show. I am getting a strong male around you, but I have concern. I have a female. Actually, I have two females coming in, but there's concern for a male that's here. Would that make any sense to you?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, the two females, definitely. The male that's here, I don't think there should be any concern.
Well, see, it may not be the male may not be connected to you. It may be connected to them, you see? Excuse me.
Okay.
I'm picking up on one female that really had a difficult time passing. Hold on just a moment. I'm going to ask her to pull it back because all of a sudden I feel like I can't breathe or I'm being choked. And I can't do the session in that way. Just one female, I feel like she really struggled. Did anyone, one of the females pass away from issues with breathing or not being able to breathe or had some type of disease or issue with her breathing in her lungs?
Yeah.
Okay, that's who's coming in loud and clear. Would this one be a sister or family member?
It would be a family member.
Okay. Because she should have listened. I feel like she had some type of disease with her lungs or something. That's what I'm getting. Let me tell her to keep pulling it back. Is there a Barbara connection? A B, Barbara. I'm getting the name Barbara very strongly around this woman. Hold on just a moment. Would the month of June be connected to her? The one with the breathing? I'm not getting any names yet with her. It's like she's overwhelming. She's overwhelming me with not being able to express. The thing that I'm picking up with her, though, that she has some type of issues with the lungs, I get that, that there were some things left unsaid. Does that make any sense to you? But she heard you. It's almost like she could hear you talking to her because I don't feel she could communicate a whole lot towards, you know, before she made her transition. I'm definitely
The month of name Barbara are not part of it.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter. For some reason, they're throwing that out there. Please don't discount it. They always throw something out there that doesn't make sense right now, especially when you're wanting to connect to one or two people in particular. They'll throw something out like that.
Take it from anybody.
I'm sorry?
I'll take a connection from anybody at this point.
Okay, and would this female be your mom?
Yes.
Okay, so your mother. It's very important. She wants me to say to you, I have to say it again, that she couldn't communicate a whole lot towards the end before she passed. But she says, I heard you. like you were talking to her, there were things that were left unsaid, or you felt you didn't weren't able to say what you needed to say. She's telling me, I heard you. Also, did your mom have red hair or reddish hair?
No.
Okay, because I'm seeing somebody with the reddish hair. Another message I'm getting from her is that you need to trust yourself more in your own impressions or intuitiveness that you pick up, like when the hair stands up on the back of your neck. Because I'm connecting with you all the time. You don't always listen. You know, she's kind of, and this woman loved her coffee. I have to say coffee. She loved her coffee, but
yeah,
she says, her coffee was her coffee, you understand?
Oh, yeah, definitely that one.
Okay, and she's telling me, though, that you ask for signs. You're always asking, and she is with you, but you don't always accept what's being shown or given to you. So know that it is her. Is there a Michelle connection somewhere?
There is, but it's been like over 30 years since
It doesn't matter. As long as you know the name Michelle, it doesn't matter how long, because there's no time from the other side.
Okay. I'm gonna come in here for just a second, because we're gonna go to a break in just a few seconds. But Glenda, first of all, thank you for calling in. I hope this helped just a little bit. And a couple of the things that Renata gave you, always remember, I try to remind people, some of the names, they can fit in different ways. For instance, Barbara could be somebody living, could be somebody here. It doesn't have to be a family member. I always tell people names are connected either to you or to the person that we have a connection with on the other side. So jot down those things that you weren't sure of, if you're not sure what June means or if there's a significance about that month, and just kind of check with other people and maybe also some of the names if you're not sure. But anyway, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this little mini reading helped you just a bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much. Take
you're
care.
Very,
thank you
very
for taking
welcome.
My
okay, guys, we're going to take... We're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Renata's website. You can find her at renatasantarelliweb.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Renata Santarelli. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop on Amazon? There's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Apple Store, FTD, Old Navy, QVC, Vistaprint, and many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our show. Renata Santarelli is here with us, and we've got time for one or two more calls. Let's go to our next caller on the line. I believe we have Kathy with us. Kathy, are you here?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Did you want a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Yes, I'd love to have a connection.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Renata.
Hello, Kathy. Thank you for calling in. Okay.
Hi, Renata. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Do you know the name Elizabeth? Connect it somewhere in your family.
Elizabeth? Okay. Is the person passed over or here?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet, but I keep hearing the name Elizabeth around you, so there's got to be a significant.
Okay.
And really quickly, are you doing your ancestry or wanting to do ancestry, connecting dots?
Somebody in my family is.
Okay, because that's what
my brother is.
Okay, so that's why I'm getting around you, connecting the dots. And don't forget about quote Elizabeth on that, too.
Okay.
And are you from a large family of four or five children?
A little bigger.
Okay. Well, are there five of you here? I'm number 8 of 13, so you're from a large family, too. But there's something about five children. Is your mother crossed, passed over?
Yes.
Okay. And she's talking, five children. So I know she had more than five children. Would she have five grandchildren? Because there's something about five children since she's been gone. So...
Mm.
I don't know what that means with her. Were you recently on an airplane or taking a trip somewhere or someone in the family?
Yes. Not me, but somebody in the family.
Because she's saying, let them know I was with them on the plane. I'm actually seeing somebody sit down, and she's in spirit sitting next to them on the plane. Your family is very full of love. Your mother was the life of the party.
She was.
And she's so proud of all of your children. It wasn't always easy growing up, you understand? But her mother's with her. Would she have a sister, or would you have an aunt, a sister that was your mother's that was very close to her? Because you're picking up an aunt, and she's with her sisters. Also, are there like 5 boys in your family and 6 girls or something like that? It's an odd number.
No.
Okay.
There's not that many. It's 6 of us.
Okay, 6 of you. Okay.
Well, you kept saying 5, but there's 6 of us.
Okay, and all 6 of you are still here?
Yes.
Okay, and your mother was from a large family. You know, she's the life of the party. Did she love to dance?
Yeah, I don't know if she danced good, but she danced.
Because her energy is so full of love, and this, she's saying it in this way.
That's true.
She's so full of love, and even though she had all the children, and life wasn't always easy, she was always smiling, always said the sun would come out tomorrow, and she knows all of you miss
her.
That's right. But she's still around every one of you.
Right.
It's almost like I want to say, I'm haunting you. You know I'm around. I was sitting in the plane right next to you. I'm watching you, making sure you're making right decisions.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she's telling me. Is she showing me? Is there an Alexa or Alexis? Rather, it's a person or
no,
a vehicle?
No, not.
Did anybody get a new car? Because she's still in everyone's business, is what I'm supposed to say. That sounds terrible, but she's like, I know everything that's still going on. She's keeping track. She's still watching.
Maybe somebody
over.
Did get Alexa. I don't know.
You don't know. But are you the oldest daughter?
No.
Okay. You and your mom had the same laugh. You have the same mannerisms. With your mother, she had trouble in the breast area as well?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, does anybody in your family had any trouble with the breast area? Rather, it would be grandmother or somebody? Her sister, somebody, had issues with the breast, because that's what they're showing me right now.
It was my aunt, but not her sister.
Okay, so another thing. Okay,
my aunt, my father's sister.
I'm sorry, your mom makes me laugh because she shows me a notebook and she literally tells me and shows me. I check in on all of them. I know everything they're doing, just like when I was here. What a joy to be around. I mean, your mom was a joy.
Yeah, that's true.
She makes me almost want to cry because I can feel the love coming through. She knows somebody recently had a birthday. This is January, I know, but even like December, there's like a big party. So everybody was talking about me. They were seeing the pictures, and she did. She's dancing. She's playing. She didn't want to be one of those old mothers that wore spandex and did bingo. Does that make sense? I have to say it. That's what she's showing me.
No. It was actually the opposite.
Okay, so she's totally one up, because I'm like, wait a minute. Because, you know, she showed me things. I'm like, you're showing me that, but she's got me. You know what I mean? She's like a comedian. She's running the show.
Are you sure she wasn't trying to tell you she likes bingo?
No, she's pulling a joke on me.
Yeah, sometimes they joke with us. They really do that.
Mm-hmm. And
so
she laughs.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, she laughs. But anyway,
right.
She's just full of love. Why do you need to call into a radio show? You talk to me every day. I talk to you every day. And I'm like, because it needs to be validated. I do that with my mother. She's like, it doesn't matter. I know everything going on still. I'm still
around.
All right,
we're going to have to leave it there. Kathy, I hope this helped just a little bit. I hope
it
that
did.
Is,
thank
that
you.
It did.
You're welcome.
Very welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right, I think we can actually get maybe one more caller. I believe we have Yvonne on the line. Are you with us, Yvonne?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you want to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
No, I wanted to have a connection.
A connection. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hello, Yvonne. Welcome to the show. Would you know the name Stephen?
No.
Connection. Don't think just the other side. Okay. Remember, any names that come through, it's maybe not B, but there is still important somewhere. Also, too, and your father is crossed?
Yes, my father is crossed.
Your father, and he's been gone for a while, correct?
Correct.
Did someone in his family, your dad's family, rather, the sibling, an aunt, or somebody else recently pass away in the last few months? Someone connected to his family?
No.
Okay. And also your mother's on the other side? That's a tricky one.
No,
your mother's here.
My mother's here.
Your mother's here. I pick up a younger female with him. Hold on. Did your father have trouble with his digestion, the stomach area?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Did you know... I'm picking him up. Hold on just a moment. I keep clearing my throat for a reason. Doreen, I'm going to call you in on this because I need to take a quick drink of water. If you get anything, because I feel like my breathing is being cut off.
Yeah. it's very interesting. I feel like I get also that there's another female with your dad, Yvonne, on the other side. I don't know if it's like a sister or a sister-in-law or there's someone else there, female, though, with him. And I'm kind of picking up on something. It's interesting, Renata, you were saying the stomach, but I was kind of getting something also about the throat or restricted breathing somewhere or something affecting the breathing. Do you understand that? Does that make sense, Yvonne? Was there a problem, like, right at the end before he crossed over where he was having trouble with his throat or having trouble right in that area with his breathing?
No.
Okay, because that's why I called you in Doreen.
It was not a regular... He didn't die from a natural death.
Okay.
Was he choked? Did someone take his life?
No.
Oh, I'm getting a very fast passing around him also, Renata, but I do feel that the breathing was something that either he was emphasizing to us or maybe it was something that was very difficult for him. The other thing I'm getting around this also, when they show me this symbol, they show me all these question marks, I feel like there's some unanswered questions about what took place at that time. So you may have had some questions that were answered, but if I said to you, are there some things that have not been, you know, sufficiently answered either to you or to your family. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions around this, I feel like. And I also feel like someone, it may have been you or it may have been somebody else in the family, really went to kind of great lengths to try to piece things together or figure out what happened. I'm also getting something with impact. I'm getting, like, impact to the front somewhere. Do you understand that? It's like some kind of, I don't know if he falls forward. I don't know if something's impacting him or if he falls and it's then impacted to the front. Interesting.
I don't know. Well, he committed suicide, so.
Okay.
Okay. Connect that. You know?
Okay. Okay. But this is just some of the sense. When we connect with people on the other side, we get sensations. And they will show us certain things. And I was getting with the breathing was an issue, around the throat was an issue, impact to the front is an issue. I have to say also, unresolved business with somebody, I don't know if there was like an argument or something that took place between him and somebody else right before he passed. I feel like there's something residual that was left here. Does that make sense to you, or do you not know about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Something kind of unresolved where I feel like someone here, still living actually, is kind of maybe has struggled with that because things weren't left off in a good way or, you know, we didn't find some kind of resolution. Please know that your dad is around you. The connection actually between you and him is actually very strong. I feel he's around you a lot.
Okay.
And I also feel like the way he shows me my symbol for this, that you've actually felt him. Like, there's no question in your mind that you actually did feel him around you. So please know that he is around. I know these are very, very short little mini readings, but we're actually out of time, so we have to leave it there with you.
Okay, I appreciate. Okay, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show. We are just about out of time. I do want to thank our guest, though, Renata Santarelli, for joining us this evening. Thank you so much, Renata, for being with us.
You're very welcome, and I wish everyone a happy, happy New Year. Remember,
alrighty. And if anyone wants to, if anyone would like to reach you for a private reading or they want to get in touch with you, the website is the best place?
Best place is website, RenataSantarelliWeb.com. They can check it out on the web or Forever Family Foundation or through the Windbridge.
Awesome.
And Doreen, I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you are very
welcome.
Many blessings
to all.
We love having
you
here. We're going to have you back on the show as soon as that book is out.
Yes.
And I also want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. Please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can check out all of the wonderful events that we host. And be sure to check out, we have something new, Forever Family Foundation Signature Cherry Chocolates. These are handmade by Professor Paranormal at Haunted by Chocolate. Makes a wonderful gift for someone you love or perhaps even for someone who has had a recent loss. All of that info is up on the web. And finally, please mark your calendar for the annual Afterlife Exploration Retreat. We're going to be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. It's this July 24th through the 26th. And watch for further announcements up on the website and also in our newly designed Signs of Life newsletter. It's going to be out very shortly. And we do have early bird pricing for this event available to our members. Please join us next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. Our guest will be Anders Nilsson, Ph.D., author of The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within. So be sure to tune in. I'm Dori Malloy. I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.